All right, we're ready to start back for the last group of presenters. And what the objective here was to see what new technology, information, systems, and so forth that was out there and expose them to the group. And turned out, you would think this would be quite an opportunity for people, but we had a couple people back out at the last second, kind of shocking. But anyway, thankfully, you didn't back out. we may see if we continue this next year, a little different format or something. But I know we did it several years ago. It turned out well. It was good received, well received. So BASF has put together a presentation to kick us off here. And then I'll introduce the other ones as they come up. But I'll go ahead and turn the program over to them. Thanks.
Hello, everyone. Hope everybody got enough to eat at lunch there. I know I did. I just wanted to touch a little bit. First of all, my name is Nick Lincoln. I work with BASF, a few of us rolling around. And primarily wanted to focus a little bit today on some of the equipment innovations we have, and specifically for coloring mulch. We've been in the equipment industry making equipment since far before I started back in 2007, and I think it's nuts and bolts and pieces-wise, it's come a long way over the years. So I just wanted to give a little brief history on, we started out with the second harvester machine, moving into the Sahara, moving into the Pro, and all this technology to be more accurate in your colorant, use less water, and effectively control your costs a lot better. But one of the main pieces to talk about today is what we call our GEM system. And the GEM system is basically an add-on component for a coloring system. And what it does is it effectively is a volumetric measuring system, so you can understand how much product is coming out of your machine. So a few of the things that we're measuring and looking at, it essentially works through having some sensors on your conveyor belt as your products come out of the machine that measure your pile height. And if we can take the pile height and how fast your conveyor belt is moving at a specific width, we can get a pretty good idea of what your volume coming out of that machine would be. And one of the main reasons that that's important is, I've been out on a lot of roads, a lot of yards, and output is constantly varying up and down. I've seen, bucket operators that they're keeping track of their little bucket counters in the cab, and they might have a 5-yard bucket, and one time they're pulling up and it's even full. The next time they got a big heap on it. The next they didn't quite get a full bucket. So, how many yards are in 100 buckets over the course of the day? Knowing the output is important, because if your output is varying up and down, and your water and your colorant are being pumped in at a consistent output, you're going to have some pretty big variations when it comes to your costs and things like that. Excuse me. So as far as the water goes, on most coloring machines, you generally have a water flow meter. And on that flow meter, it's generally going to tell you how many gallons per minute you're pumping of water. Well, the key metric at the end of the day, I remember back, 8-10 years ago, the mulch was essentially dry if you didn't have water pouring off the conveyor belt as it's going up and running across your yard. And I think, we've tried to push that metric over the last several years and getting that mulch as dry as possible and creating a lighter bag weight so you can get the product to the stores on more pallets on a truck. But what the GEM essentially does also help with is converting that gallons per minute of water and matching that up to your output and telling you, how many gallons of water am I really putting on? And I think that's very important. And as far as color goes, if you know your output and you know your water, the volumetric GEM system would also help you to, match your colorant up with those. So if your target is, call it 3 pounds of color per yard, and your output's varying. Say you're running eucalyptus wood one day, and that's running through, it's stringy, and it runs through slow, and you're running pine or hardwoods the other day, and it's running through in a different output. If your operator is not out there always adjusting and recalibrating that machine, the GEM system would help you to be able to match those up and becoming a little bit more accurate. So that's technology that we came out with. Oh, it's been about 2 years ago, and is working well in the field. So what I want to focus on today is you know, with all that data that we're collecting and looking at on these systems, you know, where is that going? And I think where it's going is having access to the information. So if we can get that information to you quickly, you can make decisions faster, and essentially you can, change and control your costs a lot better. So one of the things with the GEM system is several of the systems now on the pros and the different pieces of equipment are connected online capability. And with that online capability, it's sending information up to, I guess, the cloud, if you would call it. And that's stored and cataloged. And there's actually a data port so you can get emails on, you know, how many yards did I make yesterday? How much color did I use? What was my output? Things like that. So with some of our new 3.0 upgrades, and these are some things that aren't even released yet. They're going to be coming out this fall, here probably within the next month. But some of the new upgrades that we've been working on with the GEM system on these machines, the first is a real-time dashboard. So, you know, as a plant manager or a business owner, you can't be out there in the yard all the time watching a machine, making sure they're doing things right. So one of them is a real-time dashboard. You can get on your phone, you can get on your iPad, you can get on your computer, and you can bring up one machine if you have one machine, you can bring up 10 machines if you have 10 machines, and you can see what all of those are doing in real time. So you can see how many yards an hour, how much color are they using, how much water are they using. The second thing that we're going to be able to do for those machines that are online is have high and low alerts. So if you, like I said, if your target is 3 pounds per yard, you can set an alert that if it runs outside of a 10% variation either way, maybe your plant manager gets an email. If it's 15 or 20% outside of that variation for a certain period of time, maybe the owner or somebody higher up gets an email. So hopefully you don't go a month, 2 months before you realize and you do your inventory counts that, oh, oops, I accidentally used too much color there. You can get those by email, you can get them by text, and that's the big focus, is getting that information to you quickly so it doesn't take you a month to figure that out. Another upgrade that we're looking at for these systems is your recipe setting versus your actual setting. So within these GEM systems, you know, in days past, you essentially have a color pump that probably runs on a Hertz setting. Depending on what your output is, you have to figure out how many Hertz do I need to run, how many pounds per gallon is my colorant, and matching all that up. The GEM allows you to put a recipe in and you can select, hey, I want to run at 3 pounds per yard of color. But what the recipe versus the actual setting does to tell you is, you know, if your target is 3, is it your operator's error? Is he have the machine set at 2.5 because he's trying to control costs? Or are you set at 3 and the machine isn't quite doing that and we maybe have a mechanical issue that we need to take a look at and figure out what's going on? So we think that'll be very helpful. And start and stop counts. With a lot of the machines, I know a lot of the operators out there today, you know, they're going around, they're doing more than one thing. They might have to keep the bag house full. They might have to put product into the coloring machine. And one thing we try to track in is how many times is that machine starting and stopping per hour. So if that machine runs out of material and it stops itself and waits for more product, how many times is that happening over the course of the hour? Because, you know, it's no different than if you're going to take off and go to the airport this afternoon and there's a stop sign every block the entire way there, you're probably not going to get very good gas mileage. The longer we can get those machines up and running consistently for long periods of time is where you're going to be the most efficient on how much color and water and everything else that you use. It also has a big impact on machine life, so the wear and tear on your machine, getting them to last longer. The more times it's really hard on the amp draw on those machines to start and stop them. So the longer runs you can make with those, and that'll give you the visibility that you know, you can understand that without having to be out there at the yard all the time to see what's going on. A few other things that as the data is being collected that you can easily pull out or get a daily, weekly, monthly email on is production minutes per hour. Or it's just a simple report. So if you're running a 10-hour day, there's 10 individual hours in that day. How many minutes out of an hour is your employee running out there? And that's important. You know, are you being as efficiently as you can when you're trying to look at, you know, bottlenecks and things like that at your business? It's just another data point that can help you with that. Maintenance alarms. So with these GEM systems, they're tied into the hour meter in the machines. So with the maintenance alerts, it can basically warn your maintenance guy or whoever does the maintenance on your machines of, hey, I'm 75% of the way through the oil life on my gearbox. So you need to change me out soon, you know, just to make sure that you're not you're keeping up on your maintenance. And through the system also is also your parts list is actually loaded into this. So your employee, if he's got some maintenance items to do, he could actually go into the online database, pull up his parts list right there, click what he wants to order, and it automatically sends the order into the system to make sure he's getting the correct parts for that piece of equipment. So the whole, I guess, in summary of all this is, I think equipment's come a long way over the years, and we're still trying to push the envelope on that to help control costs. But this next GEM 3.0 focus is really on getting information to you quickly so you can be proactive. You know, the days of, oops, I accidentally used 30,000 pounds of color over the course of the spring. Well, you know, with margins in the box stores and everything else where that's at, the sooner you can get that information to make decisions, we feel is going to be a good benefit. And helping you be as efficiently as possible. You know, today, if you over-apply colorant, you're spending too much money. If you under-apply colorant, you're probably risking some customer complaints and things like that, potentially getting some product back. So narrowing that window of accuracy with some of this new technology, we feel be a pretty good benefit to the industry. So any questions? Thoughts? All right.
Thank you. If you pull up the other presentation.
Well, that was pretty interesting. Thanks for launching that here for the group. That was great. Good timing. We're going to switch over to stretch hooders. This is a machine that I saw during my travels, and the people using it raved about it because I ask a lot of questions now. Used to I just kind of showed up and looked at my thing, but now I'm asking a lot more. I stay longer when I go somewhere, asking more questions. This is something that the customers like. I know there's a lot of our members have stretch hooders, and yeah, you know, we're not certainly saying this is better, but it's something that we haven't been maybe you haven't been exposed to. A brand, a type. So with that, we're gonna look at a new stretch hooder and palletizing. Thanks. And I'll let you talk about your company, and you do your own introduction.
So are we the same height if I'm up here?
About that. Pretty close.
Yeah. Okay. So good afternoon. I'm gonna start with a little quiz before I introduce myself. You have three choices of an A, B, or C. Is our name pronounced Bumer, Beamer, or Boehmer? Show of hands for Bumer. Beamer?
That's what I used to call you, Alfred, right or not?
Boehmer. That's it. That's the one. So I think that was the question we had most asked last night, which is, who are you and how do you say your name? So we appreciate the invitation from you guys for this. This is the first time for us, so we're getting to know you guys. We are in the soil and mulch industry. We just don't have, haven't met a lot of you guys. Some of you guys we have met and talked to and have done some work with in the past. So with that, my name is Shambray Starr. I'm the regional sales manager, central region for Boehmer. A little bit of history on us. We are a German company headquartered in Beckham, Germany. Third generation owned family, privately held company. We've been around since 1935. Over 4,100 people, employees worldwide. So it gives you a little idea of who we are. North America is our, or Somerset, New Jersey is our North American headquarters, where we do have research, development, we have engineering, and we have a test lab there as well. So for the industries that we're in conveying and loading, we're in sortation and distribution, we're in airport baggage handling systems, and then packaging and palletizing, which is what we'll talk about today. So today we're going to talk a little bit about how we got to where we are in this industry, from stretch hooding, stretch wrapping, and shrink hooding, so just to give you an idea. Back in 1966, that was the beginning of this for us, for our industry, and that was the shrink hood. You don't see that a lot these days. Some of you guys might have them, but there's not a lot of these out there. High energy consumption, high insurance costs on that. So it's just not something that you see a lot more of. People are moving on to stretch wrapping and then eventually to the latest technology, which would be the shrink hood. So I do want to mention that Blamer is the developer of the shrink hood system. The shrink hood system, sorry. So let's go through stretch wrapping. What do we know about it? Can't do barcode scanning on it. Sometimes the product is sticky, or the film is sticky, so whenever you put two together, it can mess up your package whenever you're trucking it. Product deformation, so that's just saying if it does stick, you can have some sliding on your product and on your bags. We have a lot of redundancy as far as additional packaging sometimes by adding a top sheet on a stretch or a stretch wrap, and then also some side barriers that you sometimes have with that too. Outdoor storage. Some of you guys do store it outside with stretch wrapping, but it doesn't keep it in a watertight seal, as you probably already know. And then you can't use printed film on that either. Some of the reasons why you guys do use it is because the initial costs, the capital costs, are much less in your thinking of it. Film availability, everybody has this. You can get this film readily. And then you have some semi-automatic equipment. So instead of going, if you don't want to go all the way in, you just want to dip a toe, you can go semi-automatic with this. So stretch hooding. Here's what, and this is for anybody that stretch hoods, so this is not just us. Increased load stability on that. You have forces that go up and down, and then you have forces that go on the side because of how it comes over and secures the pallet. Reduction of product loss. So basically, if you were to make a slit in that and open up that package, you can't get that package back together, so it's tamper resistant. You know exactly what you're using with it, so there's no waste on that, versus with the stretch wrap, you say, we need a little bit more support, let's wrap it a little bit more, let's wrap it here, this isn't working, so you know exactly what you're using on each hood. We can do product ventilation, so if you have a problem with moisture or heat that needs to be released, we can handle that as well. For our stretch hood, we go up to 200 pallets an hour. Our standard one is 120, but we can do all the way up to 200. It's quite a bit increase over the stretch wrap. And then if you do have a system where you have a high rack system or AGV, that fits perfectly for the stretch hood. Basically we make it the pallet and the bags completely together by going through the understretch. That's something that you don't get on a wrap when you go around, but by it going all the way underneath the pallet, it completely secures the bags to the pallet. Increased line availability. What that is saying is that with the film, you get more out of that film because you don't have to change it as often, so you don't have the downtime and your throughputs are higher because of that. You know what you have in the bag because of the clear bag on it. And outdoors, you can basically you can have six-sided if you have a sheet on the bottom, and then because the hood comes all the way around, and fully recyclable. So that's a little bit of the difference between the stretch wrap and the stretch hood. Now we're going to talk about our latest technology. It's several years old, but it's called the Stretch Hood A. Obviously, we've been doing this for a long time, about 25 years in stretch hooding since we were the ones to develop it. But there's more than 1,400 of these guys of the stretch hood systems in the world now. The benefit to this, really what sets us apart, is that all of the maintenance is done on the floor with our stretch hood. This is something that your service techs, your users of the equipment really love because there's no catwalks, there's no platforms, there's no ladders, there isn't any maintenance that's done on the top there. It's all done at the floor. You see the box on the bottom there, left? The film is just placed into that. There's a lever that you push back and it self-feeds itself. The cutter or the knife is in there, as well as the heat sealer. It's all done at the base. So to give an example of it, and we have lots of videos. If anybody wants to see anything, we can send that out to you. But as the pallet's coming in, the stretch hood says, okay, I see what size it is. I see the height. It sends that message. It feeds all of that film into the base there, cuts it, seals it, and then sends it up to the top to where it, for it to be stretch hooded. The benefit of that is that we can get those 200 pallets an hour because the heat seal is done at the bottom, so it has time to dry or time to cool by the time it gets to the top. So that gives you an idea of what it is. Non-cantilever on that. No tools needed for the film change. It's literally the fork truck puts it on there and then just pushes it through and then pushes the bar in. It takes just literally seconds to do that. Lower operational costs, and as I mentioned before, because it's all made, the hood is made at the base, it takes that, you can have higher throughputs on that. So this just gives you an idea. This is our base model. This is what it looks like. You can see the footprint is much smaller than even a stretch wrap would be. We have higher capacities on that because of the heat sealing and because of the design of the hood, that it can, the pallet can start to exit while the new one is coming in as it's moving up. Lower construction height. You don't have to have as much space for this guy. Easy operation, and then safe conditions. There's less photocells on that, and it's just operated within its own safety guard. Just gives you some ideas of different things we can do. We can do about anything you want to with the stretch hood. And we can do reinforcements, or we can just do strappings on that, or the full understretch too. So if you're wanting to use less film, you don't need it, whatever that's for. Some of the new things that we have is our new Boehmer HMI system. You see the little box at the top. Very user-friendly, different languages programmed in there. If you have different technicians that speak different languages, there can be dual ones on there. There's also videos, so you don't have to change out the knife very often. You don't change out the heat seal bar very often. So if you forget how to do that, there's a little video tutorial on that says, here's how we do that. Also, you know, when you get that check engine light in your car, all you know is that something's wrong with your car. You don't really know what it is. This will actually tell you, hey, here's the problem with this system. You need to go and fix this. You need to look at this motor. You need to change this out. And then whenever you get the green smiley face, you're good to go. We do printing on our film, too, so that's an option for the stretch hooding as well. Kind of the next step in this is, you know, something that happens with the stretch hooding, we do hear on occasion is, you know, whenever I cut it open, I slit the bags, there's a problem with that. So we've just created a new solution for that. That's soon to come out, but I'm just going to give you an idea of that today.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is the printing done there? Does it come up?
No, the printing is done on the bags prior to that. Right. Yeah. Yeah, he was asking if the printing is done before a hand or if that's printing that we put on it there. And we buy that film already printed. Okay. Yeah, there was a video on here, and I was trying to get that to work.
Where's the video?
I just want to go back one. Oh, your bag's missed. It's right there.
This one?
Yes, sir. There we go. Or not.
Or not.
Or not. So this is just a laser perforated bag that's done on the machine, and then it just rips open. So that way you don't have to use a cutting knife or a blade or anything to open that. There's more information coming out on that. We've just started releasing it over in Europe, and it'll be coming here shortly. And then just to note, we also do high-speed palletizing. We do robotic palletizing as well, but high-speed, we go up to 5,000 bags an hour, depending on the industry and depending on the product. We also have a dual-belt bag turner, which is a more gentle way of turning it versus the mechanical claw that we have. And just some additional notes you guys can see on there, too. And here's an idea of some of the customers we deal with, as you can see. That's it. That's our stretch hood A. Any questions on that? Anthony, what would you say?
Anthony. Anthony's also here and in the back, so he is also available for questions now or later.
All right. Thank you guys for your time.
Thank you.
So advance, just my over key.
Next is, go ahead.
All right. So my name's Brandon Bolig. I'm with Hamer Fishbine. Appreciate the opportunity to come up here today and share a little bit about our company. And there's a few new things with our company and a few new things with our products. So I'm going to just probably not get into too much detail, but give an overview. And then if anybody has more questions or any questions, we can answer that. Start out a little bit about what's new. So in January 1st, 2016, Hamer and the Fishbine Company merged and basically became a part of the Duravant Group. Two companies combined over 200 years of, or nearly 200 years of history in the packaging industry. Hamer is located in Plymouth, Minnesota, and then the Fishbine facility is in Statesville. We've transitioned some products between facilities. Both facilities still manufacture and produce equipment, and it's been a great deal. I'll share a little bit more some of the products and the way they overlap here in just a minute. So some of the equipment that our two companies have that fit this market, which many of you may be familiar with, maybe some aren't, but our 300 volumetric filler and our 2090 form fill seal machine. And then we also have robotic palletizing solutions as well. We offer some non-robotic, and I'll talk about that a little bit more as well. Another great benefit of the two companies joining is expanded service groups and service capabilities. And then also in the last 18 months, we've really put a focus on adding resources to the field service and support groups. Another thing we want to point out and we're proud of is Hamer is a U.S. company and equipment built here in the States. Just a little overview of all the products. Basically everything from bulk handling to load securing. Everything in between. Conveying, dosing, filling, open mouth bagging, form fill seal, palletizing, pretty much product for all parts of that segment. One of the items that's helped the Hamer group is the addition of all the closing products that came on with the merger with Fishbine. That's really their expertise and where they began in industry. So if you have any open mouth bagging opportunities or applications, we have equipment for that. Talk a little bit about the 300VF. Some of the advantages of the 300VF are really the VFD controlled leveling wheel on feed belt, because that proper dosing is truly critical to the high speed bagging process. So we have the adjustable leveling wheel rather than a chain. There's less maintenance, less wear parts, better longevity, and better uptime. So we have over 150 of these units in industry. Great running machines, low maintenance, high uptime. So So another thing that I'm going to move on to the 2090 here, but one thing that when we pair the two together, you truly have single machine control at one operator interface. So talking about the 2090 form fill seal machine, it was launched in 2009. Very fast machine, very consistent uptime. One of the key things we like to say about this machine is no man standing. So it's not a machine that you have to sit and monitor and just constantly tweak and tune. Once you have the product set up and running, this machine just runs and runs and runs. So along with that, we've done some redesign that has improved the reliability and uptime. Really, where our previous vintage machines maybe needed repair parts, spare parts, minor rebuild in a pretty short period of time, now we're 4 to 5 years out. Machines just keep running. Well, I guess I talked about this a little bit, but we took three plants that each have four lines running these products. And you can see that our previous vintage, our 2080 and some of our older equipment, really truly had, like in the dark blue and the red, you can see the downtime and parts cost. And the light blue being the new 2090 design, truly is a reduction in wear parts, belt path components. All those items have been redesigned to improve that uptime. So we're seeing a 60% plus parts cost reduction and downtime reduction. Move on to talk about robotic palletizing a little bit. This happens to be my area of expertise, come from the robotics industry. We offer various levels of robotic palletizing for soil and mulch. One thing I'll say, it's highlighted at the bottom a little bit, you know, robotics may not be for everybody in the soil and mulch industry. Maybe a robot doesn't run as fast as a high level. There's a lot of pluses and minuses, but there are some very good positives with the robotic palletizing. Lower initial investment being one of them. Lower ongoing maintenance costs. Less moving parts. Easy to run with our interface. Simple pallet configuration. Easy changeover. Small footprint. Robotic system is usually can be a more condensed, more compact work cell. Best applications are if you're not doing a full stack. So lower heights, 2 cubic foot, smaller pallets, lower rates. Maybe somebody doesn't need to run wide open all the time. Also areas where you have limited floor space or ceiling height. So you can't always get the bags up to a high level and have the footprint in the building to do that. A few things about our robotic palletizers. So we focused primarily on Yaskawa Motoman robots. Typically use the 160 kilogram four-axis palletizer. It's a great arm. Yaskawa is a world leader in servo motors and drives, which relays right over to the robotics side of the business. We, as an integrator, have implemented an EasyPick operator program, which essentially eliminates the operator from having to have the teach pendant in their hand at any time. Everything is done on a simple touchscreen HMI. Truly improves uptime the more the operator has the tools to attempt to tweak and tune, the less your machine is going to run. It's a proven fact. We use very high, heavy duty steel conveyors. Everything is built for the dirt, mulch, rock, the nasty environments. So fix it with the big hammer, right? We developed a very good, well-trained service group within the Hamer organization focused on the palletizers. So we have 5 traveling service techs. These service techs not only go out and maintain equipment for customers, they're the same guys doing the installations, and they're also the same guys answering tech support calls. So if you have a question on your machine, you're going to get the guy that potentially installed it, or the guy that's going to maintain it. All systems that we design and build are set up in our factory and tested with your product before they leave our building. Typical lead times on these machines are 10 to 14 weeks, so can truly turn this type of equipment quickly. One simple layout that's very common, where we're floor stacking, you're going to see a little bit lower rate. Robot's got a little more travel, but it's a very low cost, high ROI type solution. We do have a fully automatic with pallet dispenser, with slip sheet dispenser, automatic bags in, automatic bags out, could go to a stretch wrapper, stretch hooder, you name it. And you can see in the picture there, you know, we do full stacks of mulch with robot. May not be as fast as the high level, but it's certainly a viable option if the budget or footprint maybe doesn't justify a high level. I already talked a little bit about the tech support and field service capabilities that we have, but from the Hamer side of things, we've got 9 automation technicians, 5 specialize in robotic palletizing, and we're growing that daily. Basically, anytime you call Hamer, you're going to get, as I mentioned, you're going to get the techs that worked on the building of the equipment, worked on the installation of the equipment, and those are the same techs that will support you long term. Same day or next day shipping on parts and immediate phone support. So, was quick. I'll open it up to questions. Anybody have any questions on anything? How many in the room are familiar with Hamer? Most everybody? Anybody familiar with Fishbine? Okay, so a few. Well, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Next up is Premier Tech to show us what they have that's new.
Good afternoon. My name is François Kerouac. I'm the sales manager for the lawn and garden business of Premier Tech Kronos, the equipment division. So what we're going to go over this afternoon is just a brief introduction, just to put you up to speed to where we are right now, then a bit of the what we have to offer as well, and we're going to finish with our latest introduction in the stretch hooding. Basically, our company is divided in 3 groups. We have the art group, who is doing basically harvesting peat moss. We have our group, the industrial group, and we have also environmental technology group, who do wastewater treatment. We're now 3,600 employee worldwide. We have revenue in excess of roughly this year was going to be about $700 million. Basically, about 10% organic growth and almost 4% due to acquisition. We're present in 24 countries, 39 manufacturing sites. We have 225 employees dedicated to R&D. We have a portfolio of about 150 patents worldwide. And we always run a 5 years continuous improvement program that roughly is about $60 million that we invest every 5 years into R&D. Particularly in our industrial equipment group, we started doing equipment in 1989 as a support to our sister business, and we grew to be the 2016 the industrial packaging system worldwide leader. We can develop in a flexible and a rigid solution a complete packaging line from the bulk to the fully stretched or hood pallet. In our division, we have 11 factories worldwide. We have in that 11 factory worldwide. They are split in between for, let's say, North America. We have them in Salt Lake City, Montgomery, Alabama. We have them in Quebec, New Brunswick. And we have also spare depot located all over the United States and Canada. We have about $225 million of sales, 40 equipment group by itself. We have about 1,100 employees dedicated to the industrial group as well. This is a brief list of our customers. Where we say the distinction is between a leader and a follower is that we were one of the first to pick up the robotic movement. In 2003, we integrated five arms, and we grew over and grew over to last year, we have integrated 170 lines with robots. So we still do conventional palletizing, especially for the organic market. But if you have any solution that you need using robotics, we're the largest integrator for Fennec Robotics in the world right now in packaging. For the organic market, we have the FFS series. We've sold over 300 of those machines. And each one of I'm going to point out will have a small video so you can see a bit the machine running. This one is a vertical form filling team. We have also the PDR series that we've developed basically to be able to do the stand-up pouch market. Anybody can do the typical small ready-made bag placers, but the problem when you're having the stand-up pouch, if you have a zipper or a slider, the whole pile have a tendency to slide a little bit. So when you pick one bag, the rest of the pile slides. So the PDR, using two robots, takes a picture of the bag. And when we put it on the spout, we'll correct for the difference in the pile shift. So basically, it creates always a good seal at the end. We make sure that we have the seal always at the right place and not sealing through the zipper or the slider. We do also bulk bag filling. It's becoming more and more trend. Right now, we've seen a lot of packaging doing in bags. You know, yesterday and today, one of the big crave right now that's going on, especially on the West Coast, is the green roofing. Green roofing, they don't want to have anything to do with individual bags, so they want to do bulk bagging. So we've developed also a solution for bulk bags. And it can be from very simple solution where everything is manual to fully automatic system. Like I was saying, we still do the conventional, and like we presented 2 years ago, the video that you're going to see there is our latest generation of what we call the AP440, which is a servo machine using electronic contactors instead of mechanical contactors, and fully servo-driven. So it's a faster machine, less maintenance, and more robust. We have also all the robotic solution. There is really no limit to what we can do with robotics. We've done from, you know, almost any type of bags and hard cases. So it's only a matter to find the right match for you guys. Beauty of a robot, it's, you know, you can do multiple things with it. the more thing you ask the robot to do, the less speed you're going to get. So for example, in that cell, it's going to put the top sheet on, and it's going to also do the slip sheet. So you don't need to have a top sheet or a slip sheet applicator anymore. The robot will take care of it. And now we're coming to the stretch all hooder, which is our new generation of stretch hooder. We've introduced that to the market 2 years ago in Chicago. It was actually a model that we were building in our factory in Holland, and we were importing to the United States and Canada. Since about 6 months now, we've imported the design in the United States, and we Americanized it. So everything on there is American part, Allen Bradley PLC, and now it's built in Montgomery, Alabama, and supported from North America as well. So just to give you a little bit the specs of the machine, that machine can do about 100 loads an hour and can pretty much serve any needs that you have in the lawn and garden business. The machine, the beauty of the machine as well is that machine compared to our older generation of stretch hooder doesn't have like the catwalk at the top of the machine to do the maintenance and bring the film. We bring the whole top section down to floor level for easy maintenance and reloading. It's a simple design and it's a cheap machine compared to the bigger model. This is a brief overview of our new hooder. Just want to bring you to our client services group as well, because you know it's something to have the equipment, but it's another thing to be well maintained. On our last survey that we conducted throughout our customer, we had an average of 92% of customer satisfaction, compared to 83% for the industry rate. So it's something that we are very proud of. We now have more than 175, but at the time that we made that presentation, it was 175 service technicians spread out worldwide. We have 95 of them located in North America, so there is a North American market, and that number is growing almost on a weekly basis. We are hiring more and more guys. We're in excess of 15,000 installations worldwide, so those guys are there to help you out. We have spare depot as well. We have on the phone orders from 8 to 8 Eastern Time, 24 hours a day over the internet. We have spare depot in RDL, Quebec, Montgomery, Alabama, Salt Lake City, Utah, and Sao Paulo, Brazil. We have dedicated manufacturing lines for parts, and we walk the talk and lead by time with the KPI. One of the big things that we do, and we did in the recent years, is that all the production factory that we have use the same fabrication equipment. We sell automation, but we also use automation. We have trunf laser cutter everywhere, and with benders, so we can beat the clock now. So if you're on the East Coast and you get down, we can send the drawings to our Salt Lake City, Utah manufacturing site, they can cut and build the machine, the parts that you need, and ship it over, and same thing backwards. One nice thing about what we've done recently for the after-sales service is when you're calling us, there's never any voicemail. You're always going to talk to somebody 24/7. And also, when you call for a problem, the problem is registered in a ticket system. And even if you're not the person calling and if you're the plant manager, you can get notified if somebody from your plant called, and you will get a flow of until resolution through email. So you can, even if you don't see a problem, you'll be able to follow any plant you have in the United States or in the world. So that's about it. That's what we wanted to show you today. So thanks a lot.
Any questions? I want to ask it for the mic. If you could only figure out a way to measure the cubic volume once it's in the bag automatically and record that, that would work on that next.
Actually,
the hammer could probably.
I can tell you one thing that we've done this year that's a bit different in our mixing line. We can track cubic feet volume now, do sample automatically. And so there's no more human interference. We do that for humidity, and we do it for cubic feet. So automatically on the conveyor, we have a machine that will go down, take a sample, record it, and let it go. And you can do that as many times as you want. And it's going to be recorded and can be batched through the batch that you're running right now. So if somebody calls you in the future with a complaint or whatsoever, you can go back through your records and see that.
Right.
Yep.
All right. That's all we have. We have, like I said, we have some cancellations. If anybody would like to, has anything new out there in the vendor community wants to briefly talk, we have some extra time. Otherwise, I'll turn it back over to Bob and talk about what's left this evening and with the reception.
We know we were running a little ahead of time, so we've contacted the hotel, and we've moved our reception up a half hour. That's as soon as they could be ready to receive us. So instead of 4:45, the reception will start at 4:15, which is slightly less than an hour from now. So in the meantime, you've got some free time, or if you have some comments or suggestions that, you know, one of the things the association is looking into is conducting more training films, producing more services that would help you either with training your personnel in your factory. If there's something that we can do, some need that you have that we could look into providing the service for you, please let us know. I don't run I'm not in a plant every day. You are. So those little nagging problems that you run into chronically, if there's something we can do to assist you with those, that's what we'd like to be able to offer and look into and find a solution. And I have the advantage of a whole group of people to work on something, so you don't have to do it all yourself. So just let us know what you need, because without you, we don't have anything to do all day. Thank you. I want to thank you all for coming. We'll thank you again. I also want to thank all of our sponsors that made this possible. And again, we can't thank the sponsors enough, because the sponsors are what let us have great programs and keep our cost at a minimum. We haven't increased our cost in years, but we have expanded our programs and our activities, and it's provided greater access to better speakers that help you. And we're trying to keep the cost down so that more of you have the opportunity to participate and bring more of your people, so it's not so financially burdensome. And to maintain the value of coming to the meeting. So I want to thank our platinum sponsor, BASF, tremendous contribution. Our gold sponsor, AgriCoatings, that did our BASF sponsored our keynote luncheon, and what a great speaker that was. Great presentation. And I want to thank AgriCoatings for sponsoring last night's reception. Great reception. Glad everybody got a lot of good feedback on that. And our other sponsors who have been so helpful in contributing and providing support are Amerimulch, Slootwig, SPR, Buemer. I said that right, right? Buemer. I'm from Texas. No. Salerno and Interplast, Comtech, Hamer Fishbein. Thank you so much for your support. I also want to thank our staff, my staff. They're very supportive. They enjoy coming here. They enjoy interfacing with y'all. And without them, I couldn't get anything done. They're here to meet you. They'll be at the reception tonight. If you get a chance, if there's something you want, JC does general communications and the finances, et cetera. Shelley does the membership and works on the website and works with the Bulk Elite program. So if you have any questions on that, Carol does all the certification administration. So if you have any certification questions or have any products in process, she's the one to talk to. And I'm always here. My door is always open. So thank you all. Oh. And I want to again thank Jim McKinley for being 2 years in the fire here.